This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Bill Knight.
And I'm Mike Murray.
I want to talk today about the Society of Environmental Journalists. They've been encountering some problems with the federal EPA lately. And in fact, the SEJ says the standard response from the EPA these days to a reporter's request for information is to ask what kind of story the reporter is working on, then ask for all the questions in writing, and then wait until just before the deadline or after to send a couple of sentences via email that don't really answer the questions. Seldom do most reporters get questions answered, and even more seldom are they able to interview the EPA person they would find most helpful. And my first thought reading that, it almost sounds like the days of the Blagojevich administration in Illinois, where it was very difficult to get questions answered from any state agency. They always needed a bunch of information ahead of time. You know, I don't want to compare any other politician's administration to Blagojevich if I can avoid it. But let's face it, these are public entities, and they should be able to have someone available to answer questions from reporters and or the general public without needing a bunch of information ahead of time.
Well, I would say that's true. It's real regrettable that they need so much lead time. And I think it just indicates that, you know, they need to have the time themselves to prepare an answer. It sounds like to, you know, kind of offset the agenda that they perceive the journalist coming in with. And that's why they want to know what kind of a story the information is going to be included in and all this kind of thing. You know, and all of that precludes, you know, the reporter's ability to go in and ask the difficult question because it's just not going to get answered.
So, yeah, I'm really opposed to having to list questions with someone ahead of time. I'm willing to tell someone or give them a general idea of what I'm going to be asking, what sort of subjects, so that they can prepare for the interview. But to have a list of specific questions, I think, really stifles the interview process.
Exactly, because most interviews are, the better interviews are conversations.
Right.
And if you go in with a list of X amount of questions, something might come up in that conversation, if you're listening, that's more important than the questions you came in with. And this is... Well, for one thing, this demonstrates that institutions of power, Democrat or Republican, tend to try to control the information. Mm-hmm. And I don't think this administration is much better than the Bush administration as far as that instinct to control the flow of information. They don't appreciate they're a public institution. And we shouldn't – journalists shouldn't have to attend public hearings constantly in order to try – to get a question asked. There's not enough space, there's not enough time, and whether it's email or telephone or, you know, it's using your smartphone, there are ways that people you need to talk to can be made available. This is frustrating. And another aspect of the policy they have of having handlers, which are sort of public relations people working for government agencies, but they sit in on interviews that attempt to interrupt or clarify what somebody just plainly said. And some of the administration officials, like Ray LaHood, the former congressman from Illinois, have gotten really frustrated with them and told them to be quiet, they're talking. So, you know, the Obama administration isn't that much better than the Bush administration, much less Blagojevich.
Yeah, well, there was a pledge of openness when the Obama administration came into power, and I think a lot of reporters had some hopes that things were going to be different, but it certainly has not been that way so far. And Bill, I'm glad you mentioned the idea of the interviewer listening to what the other person is saying, because to me that's the most important part of the interview. It's not a matter of having the questions or what questions you're going to ask, but it's more a matter of listening to what the other person has to say and allowing that to generate some follow-up questions, because said, a good interview is more a conversation rather than an interrogation.
Mike, how would you look at trying to capture video and something where you're forced to give four questions ahead of time.
Well,
isn't going to end up with dull images.
Oh yeah, I mean it wouldn't be exciting at all. And of course, you know, it's the spontaneity of it, mm-hmm. Of a good interview and a good, you know, a video session where you actually get something that's, you know, exciting to watch. All of that is really, I think, what makes, you know, the news worth watching, worth listening to. And when it has to be all rehearsed, kind of, it just becomes show business again. I know which I guess. I mean, I guess I can say in an ideal world, a politician wouldn't have to be a show business person, but they just kind of have to, I suppose, in defense of what goes on. It's all quite regrettable that they have to have so much lead time and to prepare for what ought to be a spontaneous interview.
All right. With that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.